Crusher baseball at 7 o'clock. Crusher's taking on the River City Rascals. Rob Polinsky and I will have the call for you here on AM 930 WEOL. Final hour of the show. Some big events coming up this weekend. We've got one coming up on Sunday, July 30th. It is the Hogs Against Heroin Poker Run at Lake Erie Harley-Davidson. Actually, not too far from here, right down the road. We've got Mike Stevens from Lake Erie Harley-Davidson and Webb Boyles from the Primary Purpose Center. Guys, thanks for coming on. How are you?
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Well, we certainly appreciate you guys stopping up here. And, Mike, we'll start with you. We'll talk about this Hogs Against Heroin Poker Run. Now, some folks may not be familiar with a poker run. It's actually picking up in popularity, at least it has the last couple of years. For those that aren't familiar with that process, what's going on at this poker run?
Well, the poker run starts at Lake Erie Harley-Davidson. First bike out is at 11 o'clock on Sunday. It's about a 65-mile ride with various checkpoints, including Angelo's Pizza in Lakewood. They're a primary sponsor for us for this event. It also includes a nice ride along Lake Road and through the Metro Parks. It then ends at Lake Erie Harley with music by Monica Robbins and the Whiskey Kings.
Very cool stuff. So it sounds like it's going to be a pretty awesome journey. You mentioned it starts at 11 o'clock in the morning. Is that right?
Yeah, first bike's out. Registration starts at 10. First bike's out at 11. And then, the riders will leave over the next couple hours and then arrive back at Lake Erie Harley about 4.
You mentioned some of the checkpoints along the way. So it's almost kind of like a scavenger hunt, but you're using your bike, right?
Well, actually, we pick up everybody draws a card at each stop.
Okay.
And then the best hand wins at the end of the run.
Very nice.
And one of the stops is the Primary Purpose Treatment Center.
Okay, very cool stuff. See, there's a reason behind this poker run, right?
Yeah.
You got various checkpoints where you pick up cards, best hand wins the very end of the day. Sounds like it's going to be a whole lot of fun for all parties involved. And Webb, want to bring you into this as well here, too. For those that don't know what the Primary Purpose Center is, what are you guys all about and who do you serve in particular?
We're a nonprofit organization who help recovering drug addicts and alcoholics to achieve sobriety. And it's a place we house right now, 80 men at the facility. We've been open about 10 months, and we're soon to open a women's facility.
Not too far from here, right? In Sheffield Village, right?
Yep, just down the street.
Very nice. How are the plans going for that? I know when you open up a brand new building, obviously a lot of nervous energy. You're not quite sure what that finished product is going to look like. How's that process going for you guys?
It's been really good. It's been really good. We've had a lot of good support through the community and Lakota Way, who provides the treatment for the men right now so they can recover.
Nice. Actually, we've had Joe on the show before. Joe's fantastic. We love having Joe on. Joe's actually got a pretty cool history in radio. You know, he's actually done some things with a lot of rock bands back in the 70s and 80s, so Joe's got a really cool past. We'd love to have him on also. Talk about this partnership between you guys. I mean, I know obviously you guys are very, very excited about this, Mike. It's going to be a blast for you guys to be involved in something like this.
Yeah, actually, Webb and I have worked together for the last 20 years over various charities, including the Friendship Animal Protective League.
Well, you know a lot of the same people. We know Greg. We have Greg on the show all the time also. See, Greg's got a lot of crazy stories, too. We've often thought about having Greg on for a weekly segment to talk about all the wild adventures he has with animals because we had him on one time. He talked about wrestling an alligator, bringing it in for a rescue. Then he talked about how he was up against it trying to beat the clock and try and rescue a couple of horses that were stranded on the side of the street. So Greg's awesome. We love working with Greg. Fantastic people. So how long have you guys been involved in this process? How long have you been involved with the Primary Resource Center?
Primary Purpose, we started about 5 years ago planning this.
Okay.
And through different difficulties, places not wanting us in their city, we found Sheffield Village, and they were gracious enough, and it took us about a year to open the building.
Okay. And it's always an interesting process, too, because, like you said, you got to find a place where you know that you're wanted because you're in the process of helping people, and that's really, at the end of the day, what it's all about.
Correct. And with the epidemic right now with heroin, there's such a need for a center, and that's what we're hoping to fill.
Now, let's talk about all the things that are going on with this poker run in particular. Obviously, it's a nice feel-good event, begins at 11 o'clock, and you're seeing some interesting spots along the way, too, and I think that's the purpose. I mean, it's all mm-hmm. for a great cause, but you want to go out there and have a great time, and I think it's cool that you guys have done this. It's, you said, just over 60 miles, right?
Yeah, about 65 miles, and I just rode the route a couple days ago. Real nice route along Lake Road and then through the Metro Parks.
Nice. You wave your magic wand. Hopefully we can do an anti-rain dance, make sure everybody cooperates too, right? Weather looks fantastic for the weekend. I got nervous. Perfect. I thought it was going to be windy, maybe a little bit rainy, but it looks like we're going to be okay. You guys are giving away some prizes, too, for those that raise a lot of pledges over the weekend as well, right?
Yes, if you go to our website and download a pledge form, if you collect pledges, the highest pledge earner will win a $250 Lake Erie Harley gift card.
Very cool stuff. Now, there's going to be some live music. There's going to be some food. What kind of food and drink is going to be at this?
Probably burgers and chips.
Okay. Yeah. A nice, simple menu. Yeah. You know, sometimes you got to keep it simple.
Yeah.
You can satisfy all parties involved. You keep it nice and basic. Who's going to be playing? What kinds of live music will there be?
Monica Robbins and the Whiskey Kings.
Okay. What kinds of music do they play?
Pretty much rock and roll.
Okay. Yeah. Well, nice. Well, that's the kind of crowd you're adhering to,
yep,
right?
Yeah. Yep.
Good old-fashioned rock and roll.
And you're not limited if you ride a motorcycle to come to the event. You can come in your car, your horse, your wagon, whatever you need to be. Just show up and help support us and have a good time.
Yeah, and even if you can't do the run, just show up in between 3 and 6 at Lake Erie Harley, and you can still enjoy the music and support the charity.
Very cool. Now, you mentioned you guys have been working together for 20 years.
Yeah, through various charities, yeah.
Nice. How did this friendship begin? How did this partnership begin 20 years ago?
I don't know.
It's been so long, right?
Yeah, Two decades, right? Hanging with the same bad crowds.
For 20 years, boy, that's a long time. But that's pretty cool. You guys are still able to come together, do things like this. And, you know, I think when you look at it, it's a very creative name, too. You guys have put a nice little poster together, a Hogs Against Heroin Poker Run. It's this Sunday, July 30th, begins at 11 o'clock. Registration begins at 10 o'clock. Pre-register, and you get a chance to raise pledges. Win a $250 gift card to Lake Erie Harley-Davidson. I would imagine there's a lot of cool merchandise in that gift shop, right?
Yep.
A lot of cool things to take advantage of. Well, Webb, for those who maybe aren't familiar with Primary Purpose Center, where can they go to find out more information about what you guys do and who you guys serve?
Sure. You can go to primarypurposecenter.com and check out our website. You can stop by our facility. We're at 3222 North Ridge Road in Sheffield Township. Or you can come out to the poker run and get to know us a little better there.
That's what these events are all about, so you can get a chance to go out there, see all the moving parts, and see all the great folks who are going to be at this event. Should be a really, really cool time. Guys, we appreciate you stopping by here at the ballpark to spend some time with us here. You said this is the first time for you guys being here?
Yeah, it is for me. Yeah.
Okay, well, nice. Hopefully you guys come out here more often. It's a nice place to catch a ball game. You guys will have a blast here later on tonight for sure. And, again, hopefully you guys get cooperation from Mother Nature on Sunday so you get nothing but sunshine for this poker run on Sunday. Thanks again for coming in, guys.